Traditionally, we funded education with property tax, and property tax is really not equal.
Senator Lyle Hilliard is sponsoring a bill this legislative session for the state school board to receive equal funding for Utah public schools regardless of property taxes and to increase the focus on at-risk students.
So it didn't matter whether you lived in Logan, you lived in Hiram, or you lived in St. George, or lived in Moab. We'd give the same amount of money.
A WPU, or the Weighted Pupil Unit, is how public education is funded. Children with disabilities typically get an extra WPU. Hilliard is looking to spread those resources to other students who may not be disabled but are likely to struggle. Hilliard says Utah has one of the highest rates of intact families in the country. The state is also home to many refugee children. Added WPU funding can go towards counselors, nurses, or any other resource the school district needs.
So the school district reports back to us and says, of these 18,000 students, we have 2,000, just to use an example, who are disabled, and because of that, they get extra money to take care of them. What I'm saying is I want to wait for children at risk.
Hilliard's bill, SB 79, passed out of the Senate Education Committee on Tuesday and will be traveling to the Senate floor for a vote soon. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.